here's a story from The World.
In Thailand, there's a big development for women struggling with unwanted pregnancies. Abortion had been mostly illegal in the country, but as of this year, Thai women can get an abortion during the first trimester for any reason. Still, pro-choice advocates say that despite this progress, women seeking abortion still face resistance, and it's not because of the legal system. The World's Patrick Nguyen reports.
Someone in Thailand goes to get an abortion, and the doctor says, "I could help you legally, but I won't." Supicha Bautip is a pro-choice advocate in Bangkok, and she says this sort of thing is happening a lot.
Many women tell us that they are rejected from the clinic.
For 10 years, Supicha has run a hotline for people seeking advice on how to get an abortion in Thailand. Before the law changed back in February, she'd steer people towards gynecologists who might bend the law to help them out, or tell them about pills they could take at home. Now she hears from women who are trying to do it the legal way, but still face an obstacle.
The attitude of the doctor, nurse, themselves.
Their attitude is often, "We feel this procedure is morally wrong."
It's more than the feeling, it's the belief. This is a spiritual thing.
Thailand is 95% Buddhist. Karma, the concept that a cosmic force can punish you for immoral deeds in this life or the next, that is very entrenched. And so is the idea that abortion is bad karma. Supicha knows one female doctor who is sympathetic to women who need abortions, but she won't do the procedure until she's had her own child. Because what if she's rendered infertile by karma?
And that is more than science. It's more about the spiritual stuff.
Under the old law, Thai women could face 3 years in prison just for getting an abortion. That changed because judges, mostly conservative men in dark robes, decided that was wrong. It's seen as a big step forward in Southeast Asia, where in most countries, abortion is mostly illegal. But Supicha says Thai women are now held back by a different group of conservative men who wear orange robes, Buddhist monks. After this new ruling on abortion, one highly revered monk, Prat Ratchathamanitayat, told Thai reporters, abortion is still a sin, committed by women who are, quote, spoiled. The monk said, these women are ready to indulge their desire, which creates the baby, but aren't ready to raise the baby. I asked Supicha Bautip, the pro-choice advocate, if this is pretty mainstream thinking from most Thai monks.
Yes, of course, because they're men. He would never get the unplanned pregnancy himself. So he can say anything.
Buddhist monks have huge influence on Thai society. The medical profession is no exception. Buddhist scripture is not very explicit about abortion, but Buddhist monks interpret the Buddhist teachings a certain way, and people take it to heart. Supicha is constantly hearing from women who need to get an abortion, but still want to heed the advice of religious authorities.
It makes them feel confused, because I should believe the monk. But what they say really against my life and really hurt me, and I still have to listen.
Thailand also has a very high teen pregnancy rate, something the government is worried about, and this liberalized abortion law is partly aimed at that issue. But real progress, Supicha says, would require a shift in attitude inside the monkhood. Only that's an institution almost no one wants to challenge.
Even if the law changed, but the attitude doesn't change, nothing is going to happen.
For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.